Report, anonymous spokesperson for campaign claims Kamala Harris flip-flops on fifth radical policy. By Wendell Hasebo on August 1, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris appears to be backpedaling on many policies she previously championed, raising concerns about whether voters can trust the de facto Democrat nominee. Harris no longer supports a federal job guarantee, an anonymous Harris campaign spokesperson told the Washington Examiner on Wednesday. A job guarantee means taxpayer dollars would pay anyone who wants to work for the federal government, an idea spawned by the far left in the 1930s. Harris co-sponsored a resolution in 2019 along the lines of a job guarantee in 2019, the Examiner reported. The alleged retraction of the policy is the fifth time an anonymous Harris campaign aide claimed Harris no longer supports a previously held policy. The New York Times reported Monday, citing anonymous campaign officials, that Harris also now, 1, supports fracking, 2, wants to increase funding for the border, 3, does not want to require people to sell their assault weapons back to the government, 4, and no longer supports a single-payer health insurance program. Neither Harris nor campaign aides have yet to fully embrace the changed policy positions by delivering on the record public statements, causing doubt as to what Harris's true positions are. Harris was the district attorney of San Francisco from January 8, 2004, to January 3, 2011. She then became a U.S. Senator from January 3, 2017, to January 18, 2021. In 2019, she was the most far-left senator, surpassing socialist Bernie Sanders, IVT, according to GovTrack's scorecard. And, yeah, I'm radical, she said at a Google event in 2010. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously. A list of Harris's radical policies includes endorsing some form of reparation, co-sponsored legislation to protect illegal immigrants from deportation, backed Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All legislation, backed banning private health insurance, supported giving taxpayer-funded coverage to illegal immigrants, supported banning fracking, backed defunding the police, compared ICE to the KKK, wanted to ban plastic straws, defended banning offshore drilling, wanted to undo the Trump administration's border security, taking 94 executive actions in their first 100 days to rescind nearly every Trump-era measure, supportive of decriminalizing illegal border crossings, said she wouldn't treat illegal aliens as criminals, called for starting ICE from scratch, argued that temporarily closing the border violated federal law, raised money for the Minnesota Freedom Fund, a far-left organization that pays to bail out-of-jail violent criminals, including accused murderers and rapists, supported Los Angeles's cuts to their police department, called efforts to add more police to the streets wrong-headed thinking, championed the administration's so-called Bidenomics as costs dramatically soared for American families, bragged about being a leader in the push to get rid of the cash bail system in America. Related, CNN sellers, GOP doesn't know how to deal with Harris because she changes positions. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.